And how'd they know? Some people knew be selling out and playing out, not ours, see? Because my daddy, he didn't let niggas beat him up, but they had to go. I mean, us too.
Yeah.
But you know, in those days when you 12, 14 years old, we didn't get tired. Man, we'd plow until Friday night and go coon hunting Friday night. But we were tough. We had plenty of the right kind of stuff to eat, and we worked, and it's all the girls are different now.
Yeah.
There's football and television now. That's it. Used to be hunting and working.
Yeah. But your house had those two rooms up front were bedrooms?
The bedroom was a fireplace in each one of them.
Yeah.
You see. And then a two room right behind those wasn't. There wasn't no fireplace in them, but they were smaller rooms. You see, it was a hall size then. And then came onto the dining room, and kitchen, and then what you call storeroom in those days.
Yeah.
It's there now. It's still up there. It's up there every day. My brother was getting ready to be operated on for aneurysm. He'll be 78 years old in a 12th this month. And he had two heart attacks and almost died twice. But anyway, the doctor advised him to be operated on, and he said he wasn't going to make it, which he's not. And so I went to his house. He lived a couple miles from where I raised, and I told him, I said, come on, Bill, let's go down to the old home. Well, I wanted to come down there because I figured I'd be the last time he'd see it, and they've all doctor and all the practice to give him up. Now, he's in Baton Rouge, but his kidney's blocked on him. That's the trouble.
Told me about that.
Mm. Now, he was the oldest brother, and that's what hurt him while we were all quit. I've got two brothers in town, old bachelors. They don't farm anymore, and they played out. But anyway, that's the oldest brother. He's just kind of dying. You know, my daddy died in 45. That's when my daddy died in 45. And we're going to miss him. Even though I'm not doing anything now, I retired, but nevertheless, things come up, we'd go to Bill. You know, naturally, that's naturally go to him.
Yeah. He kept your dad's land and farmed it?
No, he bought and placed it on. I bought down here, and I had one brother bought on toward Norwalk, and then he bought his place, and then I had two brothers stayed at home. I had one cripple brother with a merchant. He run a store all the time. And then the one I said didn't go to steal, but he didn't farm either. He worked with my brother-in-law, my sister out of man named Baker that run the store, and he worked with him in the store. But five of us kept farming. No, four. One died when he was 16.
And there were 10?
It was eight children.
Eight children,
and mother and father, and then a couple raised hands all the time to see what it took for us to eat.
Do you remember what their names were?
What they're making?
No, all the names in your family.
Sure. My sister was named Jessie. Now, she is in the nursing home in Zachary. She had a cancer of the spine, and she doesn't know she's in the world and have known it for 2 years. She's down there. Well, she was named Jessie. My oldest brother was named Bill. The next one named Ed. The next one named Carter. And then me. I was in the middle. And then the next one named Dick. And then two twins, Kern and Brown. And one of them still living. One of them was killed in an accident, automobile accident, about 4 years ago. He was a fast driver. Nobody couldn't tell him nothing. Everybody tell him, because you're going to get killed. And he lived there in Baker, close to Baton Rouge, and he bought several of them lights down in Baton Rouge. So he'd run a light, and he didn't drink. But he was just a fast driver. And he's in a little old car coming down the curve down at what's called Ethel. And the thing went sideways in the road, and another car hit him broadside and killed him. And that's probably about 4 years ago. That was one of the twin brothers.
Y'all all got along real well, didn't you, I bet?